You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So I love this next story because when it comes to grief, grief is one of those emotions that I tend to push away, because it is wrapped up in all kinds of other emotions that I don't like bad feelings and
anger, sadness.
And sadness and conflict. And I have been a runner from those things. I'm going to go with my entire life. Oh. Since I was little, I've been a runner. And I know that. I've had therapists tell me, lean in to the anger, lean into the grief. And I'm like,
feel your feelings.
I don't want to do that. I want to run away. So listen to this. There is a new workout class that promises to help. I don't think it's going to cure it, but help with your grief, sort of in the way that for some of you, boxing has helped with anger. You've heard this, like get a punching bag out, you go to a boxing class.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You get some rage out onto the boxing bag, right? Uh-huh. Will it work for grief? Listen to this. It is an exclusive club no one wants to be a member of. That is how several people explained why they were attending the Grief, Sweat, and Tears event this spring, at which about 25 men and women met up for a doubleheader bar and spin class mixed with a lot of sobbing. Everyone gathered in the lobby to chat afterwards, sweaty and smiling. Conversations flowed as naturally as it would at a bar, but death and grief were the main topics, with people trading stories about their lost loved ones. It is obviously something that people are not naturally inclined to discuss, quoting here from Margot Lichtenthal, a past Grief, Sweat, and Tears attendee who lost her father to suicide. But when you're talking about it with somebody who can genuinely understand what you have been through, it's a whole different story. After losing her dad in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, she found emotional relief through Pilates. But she was still feeling isolated because it's not like you're chatting it up at Pilates, right? She attended support groups, and then a cousin introduced her to Grief, Sweat, and Tears. She admitted that although a group fitness class centered on bereavement sounded a little wonky, she felt compelled to try it. She said, working out was such an outlet for me when everything happened that it felt like the perfect combination. The event starts with a workout to help alleviate the physical symptoms of grief, followed by social time for attendees to meet others going through similar experiences. And I'm going to look up real quick the physical symptoms of grief. And I'm guessing it is exhaustion. Yep. Extreme fatigue, digestive issues, a tight feeling in your chest or throat, headaches, changes in appetite, muscle aches, and a weakened immune system that makes you prone to illness. And it's because your fight or flight is like going off the rails.
I was just about to say that. The reason for that is because the two hormones that trigger the most during grief are cortisol and adrenaline.
Yep.
Your stress hormones.
I hate those. I'm made of them. And that's probably why I don't like those emotions and feelings and thinking about them. I hate the cortisol feeling. But they say when you go through a loss and you get into a room full of other people, whether that's therapy or working out or whatever, who can really understand what it is you're going through, it, for these participants, helped. And it was a 29-year-old who came up with the idea, by the way. 29-year-old Betsy Kaplan lost her father, Joel, in 2018. Attending therapy left her with pent-up energy and tension and an urge to blow it off through exercise. Quoting here from Betsy, talk therapy is amazing, and I swear by it. But at the same time, movement in conjunction with getting out your emotions takes the cake. And there's some scientific evidence that exercise can be an effective tool for managing emotions associated with grief.
Oh, there's tons of evidence.
Taking those pent-up feelings, and letting them out. This is where we saw the, and I think there was even one in Kansas City, like Smash KC, and this was more about anger but could also work for grief, where you could go in and literally pay to take a hammer and just break stuff.
Well, and it's not the action of breaking stuff that makes you feel good at those types of places. It's the physical exertion required to break stuff that regulates your blood flow. It regulates your hormones. It takes you out of that sense of panic and makes you focus on something else, which is why physical fitness, working out, cycling classes are so good for getting you out of that headspace. I feel kind of icky that they're charging for it, though.
Well, they started out with it's discounted, and there is some percentage of the proceeds that go to grief therapy services.
Okay,
that or
makes it better. Okay.
That's better.
I was going to say, I thought they were just capitalizing on people's sadness, and I'm like, guys,
get on
what
in here. $250, please. listen to Jenna Deem Napoleon. Maybe your family is like this. I come from an Italian family, the 29-year-old said. You don't talk about your feelings. You don't go to therapy. Everyone loses people. You just figure it out. But after she started talking about grief on social media, an old friend invited her to the grief, sweat, and tears class. And despite her initial skepticism, she was hooked. She says there is something so special about connecting with people who have gone through similar situations. Now, she says, you never want to be part of this club, but I wish I had gone sooner. What do you think, Sam?
Oh, I most certainly use physical fitness as my therapist, probably more often than I'd like to admit. It was the sole reason that I was able to take myself out of the horrible dark valley that I was in for so many years.
How long do you think you were depressed, if I may ask?
Well, when you're in it, you don't really notice it, right? So it's not like I was like, man, I've been depressed for 4 years.
Yeah.
It's time to turn my life around. You get to a point where you forget what it was like
to not be
when
like
you were
that.
Happy.
Yeah.
And you know, you find ways to cope. I don't think I was outwardly depressed to everyone. I think I did a pretty good job of presenting myself in a happy way. But if I sat down and really thought about it, I think I was probably depressed for 6-7 years.
Yeah.
Like consistently depressed.
Which also comes with exhaustion, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. And it all piles on. I mean, we were talking about it last hour, the neural pathways of thinking positively. I was in a place in my life where it seemed like everything was against me, whether that was factual or not. That's what I was telling myself
in
my head.
That's how you were processing it. Yep.
And whether it's true or not, if you keep telling yourself that, eventually you will believe it. And if it was not for that one drunken night when I signed up for Planet Fitness and woke up and had the email and said, I better go to the gym.
You're like, all right, I'm going to go.
It never would have turned around because I would have just stayed in that dark, dark space.
Before we go to break, we have some breaking news from FIFA World Cup 26 Kansas City. Due to today's ongoing adverse weather, FIFA Fan Fest Kansas City will not reopen today. The safety of the public, staff, volunteers, and entertainers remains our top priority. Connect KC 26 bus service will continue to operate unless weather conditions make it unsafe to operate. And this is from the official FIFA World Cup 26 Kansas City Twitter account. Event is now closed. That does not mean the game is off, but the fan fest for the rest of today is closed. We'll be back with much more on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.